Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning to you. JR, Lana, Kevin here, 995 QIK. We are on Friday Eve right now. Very excited about that. Get your microphone on there, Lana, my guy.
It's all right.
Trying to find my headphones. Things are falling apart.
I was just going to say,
heads are falling off.
I'm impressed. You came in here, there's like 15 seconds. You're like, I have no headphones.
I was working in another studio trying to get something ready. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Tyler Farr tickets. I'm so excited that we have real music and a real concert back at the Dallas Bowl on November 6th. We'll hook you up with that. When we play a game called How Far Is It? It's a fun game. Kind of a Price is Right theme to it as well. That's at 7:40. How are you today?
I'm good. A little tired today, but other than that, I'm good.
Gotcha. So,
I'm ready to start the day.
Kevin?
I'm good. I'm like Lana. I'm a little tired. I think all these later nights watching the Rays has finally caught up.
Yes, I think so.
I just need a good night of sleep, and I'm not getting it.
So for sure. We know we're not the only ones tired because you guys are up with us right now. You've already been watching the Rays games as well and kind of just trying to get back on your normal schedule. So we appreciate you waking up with us. So a lot of celebrities, and this has gotten a little bit different these days, but a lot of celebrities, it kind of was below them to do like real commercials to show their faces and whatnot. They will do foreign commercials, but like big actors would not do normal commercials here in the United States because they thought that was just kind of like underneath what they do. They're movie stars.
Right. They were kind of selling out a little bit.
But
they need the extra money.
Correct. But they would lend their voices to commercials, and you'd be like, maybe you hear them, maybe you don't. And they still do that to this day. And now a lot of times you will see the actual celebrity in there because I think it's changed and whatnot. And commercials pay a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about Flo from Progressive. She's making crazy coin.
Yeah.
All right. So I thought I would test you because I was sitting on my couch and I kind of have a weird thing with voices. And I'm sure everybody kind of in radio does where we kind of go, oh, I know whose voice that is.
It's
just a little bit different. All right. So I thought I'd test you guys. All right. So we'll go with Lana first and then I'll come to Kevin. I will start you off with a very easy one. Now, this will be the person in the commercial, and then I will play a clip of them in a movie. All right? Does that make sense?
Okay.
Here they are in a commercial. You'll be able to get this one. I have a good feeling about this. Here we go.
You might not ever just stand there looking at it.
Oh, that's Matthew McConaughey.
You may never even sit in the backseat.
Your answer is?
Matthew McConaughey.
That would be correct. Here's what he sounds like in a movie.
Name of the game? Move the money from your client's pocket into your pocket. Number one rule of Wall Street. Nobody, I don't care if you're Warren Buffett or if you're Jimmy Buffett, nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in circles. Least of all stockbrokers. Right? It's all a fugazi. You know what a fugazi is?
That's a great scene right there. So there you go. A very easy one to start off on.
Got that one.
Kevin?
Yeah.
A little more challenging.
All right.
Here is a commercial.
We design and engineer in America and assemble more vehicles here than anyone else. It's why, at a moment's notice, we can take American ingenuity and our manufacturing capability and put it to work.
I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, I would have no idea.
All right. It's for the steal, Lana.
Is it Mel Gibson?
It is not Mel Gibson. It is this guy. Hopefully he talks.
I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am.
I don't know.
That would be Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
You want to hear it again?
We design and engineer.
Yeah, I hear it right there. And a little bit different.
But it does sound like Mel Gibson. That's a really good guess,
yeah,
by the way.
A little bit. Without the craziness. All right, here we go, Lana. Here's the next one.
Okay, so cooking down the alcohol releases deep, rich flavor and apparently your inhibitions. Are you really going to do this every time? It's Applebee's new spirited cuisine menu with entrees starting at $9.99. See you tomorrow and late night for half-priced apps.
It's the dad on Modern Family.
It is not the dad on Modern Family.
Are you sure?
It is Jason Sudeikis. From We Are the Millers.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that. Here he is. We Are the Millers.
Hey, those are cool tats, man. What is this one? What is the one right there?
No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets?
Not one?
Like, not even a single letter?
Nah, I can't think of one.
There's a lot of letters in the alphabet. How many are there now?
It's in the 20s.
It's definitely in the 20s. I agree. In fact, 26, I think, if you count Y.
That guy has a tattoo that says, no, Ragrats, R-A-G-R-A-T-S. Yeah. Anyway, so those are a couple. I want to give you some more, though. Do you guys feel warmed up now?
Yeah, this is hard.
They're getting a little different. But do you guys recognize the voice after I tell you who it is?
Of course.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play next. All right, give me 1 second. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, and Kevin here. We're doing a little game right now. I'm testing Kevin and Lana on if they can recognize celebrity voices that do commercials for, companies, or if it's just, a promo for maybe a commercial for a truck, whatever. So far, you have gotten one of two.
Right.
Kevin is 0-1.
Yes, yeah. I am.
That's okay. We're back into this. I will tell you this, on this round, these are big celebrities. You will know who these are. It's not obscure. These are real big celebrities that you should recognize their voices. All right, here we go. This one's for Lana.
Okay.
Lana, who could this be?
Sometimes bad things happen. But add brand new belongings from Nationwide Insurance, and we won't just give you the partial value of items that are stolen or destroyed. We'll replace them with brand new versions.
Who could that be?
I have no idea, so I'm just going to take a guess.
Very popular actress. Very famous.
Very famous. Nicole Kidman?
Not Nicole Kidman. It is?
First of all, since the demur, we have more than 400 plaintiffs in. Let's be honest. We all know more.
Julia Roberts.
Second of all, these people don't dream about being rich.
And Erin Brockovich. That's her.
Well, now it sounds like her.
Yeah, so she was kind of whispering on that commercial. So it was Julia Roberts. Way to go, Kevin. That was a great steal right there.
So does he get the point?
He does get the point. Yeah, I didn't know we were keeping score, but that's fine.
It's always a competition. Yeah,
exactly. All right, Kevin, this one's for you. Also a very popular. You know what? You want a guy or a girl?
You choose.
Well, I didn't get to pick.
Yeah, well, you just choose. I'm fine with whatever.
All right. It's, again, a competition.
Yeah.
Here we go. Who could this be, Kevin?
Walgreens has all you need to keep it all under control. From a little touch-up to finding that perfect finishing touch to making memories.
Do you know who that is, you think, Lana?
I think I do.
Okay, don't say it.
You do know who this is.
Right.
I'm just going to take a guess. I know it's not right, but I'll say Kelly Clarkson.
It's not Kelly Clarkson. Who do you think it is?
Is it Tina Fey?
It is, yes. Tina Fey.
My name is Liz Lemon, and I received flowers from your shop tonight, and I can't tell who they're from. No, I'm not with so many men that it's impossible for me to get.
So that's her on 30 Rock right there. Yeah. Good job, Lana.
Yeah. That's a good one. Good job.
Right, I will let you guys jump in. Chime in with your name if you think you know who this is, but listen to the whole thing. Here we go. Ready? Here it is.
This is Karen and Jeremiah. They don't know it yet, but they're going to fall in love. Get married,
have a couple of kids,
move to the country, and live a long, happy life
together,
they almost never fight about money.
Dang it, Lana.
Who could that be, Lana?
It's Tom Brady.
It's not Tom Brady.
No, it's Matt Damon.
Matt Damon
and
Tom Brady.
It kind of sounds like him.
This is Karen and Jeremiah.
Tom Brady.
They don't know it
yet. Matt Damon.
But they're going to fall in love.
It's Matt Damon.
Get married. Have a couple of kids, move to the country, and live a long, happy life together where they almost never fight about money.
All right, here he is and Jason Bourne. Ready?
I can tell you the license plate numbers of all six cars outside. I can tell you that our waitress is left-handed and the guy sitting up at the counter weighs 215 pounds and knows how to handle himself. I know the best place to look for a gun is the cab of the gray truck outside. And at this altitude, I can run flat out for a half mile before my hands start shaking.
There you go.
Such a great movie.
Pretty wild, right?
That's so hard.
Those are big celebrities that do that.
Yeah.
They get paid. I mean, you know the Morgan Freemans of the world.
Right.
And, you know, and that stuff like that. But, yeah. Those are big. But, yeah, Tom Brady is not doing voiceovers at this point.
He
did one for the World Series, but that was it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Peyton Manning that does the commercial with Brad Paisley.
Same position.
Yes.
Same position.
See?
Just not retired. So that was a fun game, because I'd be sitting on my couch going, that's kind of cool. Another guy is the Wonder Years guy that narrated the Wonder Years.
Right.
Do you know who that is?
I don't know who it is.
Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation. Or no, excuse me, it's Marv from Home Alone. Remember Marv, one of the robbers?
Yes, Daniel Stern.
Daniel Stern, it's him narrating the entire thing. Yeah, it's from the Wonder Years. But anyway, always got to make a little money on the side. And right now, you're going to hear more of them because of COVID and a lot of things being shut down. But
so it was 2-2, by the way.
Yes, Lana, you won. And we got
we tied, I believe.
Where are we? It doesn't matter, it's fun. All right, coming up, your Carline fun fact of the day at 7:05. Here's Tim McGraw, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Beep, beep. Well, it's a call line. Call line. Fun fact. Fun fact.
So maybe you're in the car line right now about to drop the kids off or just cruising around going to work right now. Here's a little fun fact to chew on today. You can brag to your friends at work that you know this if you want to. Here's one. Canada eats more macaroni and cheese than any other nation in the world.
Really?
Yes. Wow. What will you do with this information? I have no idea. Here's this one. An animal's yawn is based on how large their brain is. The bigger the brain, the longer they will yawn.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Very interesting. So if your dog has a super long yawn, or if you have a cat that yawns.
Really smart.
Yeah, very smart.
Aww.
Yeah, I don't know if it applies to humans, because tell you what, I don't yawn that long. So I'm a little worried about myself.
We know.
Coming up, your 7:15 second date update. Thanks.
Wish this was...
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Katie is on the phone today trying to get some help from us about her date that she went on with this guy named Greg. She hit us up on Facebook. We got her on the phone right now. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm well.
Well, we want to hear all about this guy, Greg, you were telling us about. And what'd you guys do on your date? What's going on now?
Well, he was a really nice guy, very attractive. We had a good time on our first date. I thought it went well. We went to a restaurant, Flamestone.
Okay.
Very gentlemanlike, good conversation. He's my type of guy. And since then, I kind of hear from him. I have to initiate all the time. And he'll just send, one-word answers. And sometimes he doesn't get back to me. And then I'm always the one initiating. And, sometimes he'll respond. It's slowly the communication is getting less and less. And I'm baffled because we really had a good time and we hit it off. And I know I'm his type of girl, as far as physically and, me having my life together and things like that. And he just, dating is hard. And when you kind of find someone that you're digging in different ways, it's dope. I thought we had good chemistry, good compatibility. There was a little connection there. And I'm not hearing back from him. And I just want to see if you guys can help me out.
Did you feel like you had a real connection with him? You could kind of tell when a guy likes you.
Or did it feel did it feel different than other dates you've been on?
I thought it was great. He dealt with my quirkiness and my own my humor, my personality. I didn't see anything wrong with it at all, and I don't think he did either.
Okay. Well, if you can't think of anything, Katie, we certainly weren't there. So we'll try to call Greg for you if you can hang on for us.
Okay, thank you.
Katie is looking for our help this morning on the 7:15 second date update. She went on a date with Greg. She's very excited about the date. They went to Flamestone in Oldsmar, which is a great place.
Yeah, super good food.
And she thought he was a gentleman, thought they really hit it off, and now has been reaching out to him. I guess she got a few one-word answers, but now it's kind of dropped off. So we're going to try to call Greg right now and see if we can get him on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Greg.
This is he.
Hey, Greg. This is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here at 99.5 QIK. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, we're doing something called a 7:15 second date update right now. Maybe you've heard us do this.
Oh, boy. Okay. I've heard the bit before. All right. So I'm doing this right now. Okay.
Yeah. If you're okay with it. Oh, yeah. Is it okay if we talk to you on the air a bit about a date you went on?
Sure, man. What the hell?
Okay. Well, we wanted to ask you about Katie. Katie told us that you were a complete gentleman. You guys went to Flamestone and Oldsmar, had a great time. She was really, really into you. Just thought you were digging on her and that you understood her personality. And she felt the same about your personality. And, really, really was into you. I guess she's been reaching out, got some one-word answers to start, but has heard nothing since. What's going on?
Between me and Katie, it's not going to work out, unfortunately, guys.
Why is that?
You know, you're saying she's into me, but I don't know. Look, to be honest with you, she's just super high maintenance, and that's not my type of girl. I kind of want somebody who's not all about themselves. You know, so she's into me, but she's also into herself. So I think I got to be the only person in someone's life. You know, like when they say, oh, you know what? Oh, it's your world. I, you know, I'm just, we're just living in it.
Yeah.
She's like, well, everyone else is in her world, and we're just living in it.
Wow.
Well, why? Can you explain why you would think that about her? What made you think that?
I mean, other than the typical traits of, like, a high-maintenance girl, we went to Flamestone. And so we're in there, and at a certain point, I see, like, some rustling in her purse, and she pulls out, she brought her dog to the restaurant. It's, like, this little baby Yorkie, like she's Paris Hilton in 2003 or something. And so she's got this little tiny dog, and it's like kind of half yapping, half like begging because the food's out. And I'm like, whoa, hey, you know, he's cute. Like, I'm a dog person. I'm like, right. Hey, that dog's pretty cute. Like, cool, whatever, right? But I was like, I don't think you're supposed to bring animals in here. She's like, no, it's fine, whatever. And so this waiter came over and was like, hey, you know what? I'm so sorry. Because, by the way, the dog is yapping. It's not like she's being incognito and like super sneaky. She's not. The dog is yapping because it's a little tiny dog, and they always yap.
In the middle of the restaurant, so, it's happening?
Yes, in the middle of the restaurant.
Yeah, you can't have dogs inside a Flamestone. That's not a place for dogs.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
You can't have dogs inside any restaurant. I mean, give me a break. The waiter comes over and is like, hey, I'm so sorry, you can't have animals in here. And she's like, oh, you know what? He's a service dog, so, you know, you go on your business. Like, it's fine. It's illegal for you to tell me to not have a dog here. And I'm like, is he really your service dog? And she's like, no. Like, it's clear that she was just saying that, but she made the waiter feel, like, really bad.
Right.
And I'm like, obviously the dog's important to you. And she's like, he's not a dog. His name is Skittles. So,
sorry, hold on. Gotta go back to the dog name. The dog's name is what?
Skittles.
Like the candy?
Oh,
yeah. My God.
That's great.
Exactly.
Well, here's the deal, Greg. We actually have Katie on the phone. And we want to bring her back on. Skittles may be here, too. We don't know. Katie?
Hey.
Does that sound pretty accurate about you and Skittles?
No. First of all, for you not to embrace Skittles or to be open-minded with my Skittles, that's a problem. So maybe it's a good thing that I didn't really hear back from you, because Skittles is a very big part of my life. So I'm sorry if you have a problem that I brought him to dinner, but why would he not be included in dinner? That's just
because you're not allowed to bring dogs to that restaurant.
It goes to show you that's a deal breaker, and I'm glad that I'm hearing how you feel about Skittles, my Skittles. You're kind of a dweeb towards something important. He's not a dog. He is Skittles, and he's sweet, and he's plentiful. He has great personality. I think it was a good thing that Skittles was at dinner. I had more fun with him than you.
What did Skittles say about Greg after the date?
He growled after we left, and like the next day, now I'm actually thinking about the details, which is why I bring him everywhere, especially on dates, meaning dweebs like you.
Wow. Dweeb. I didn't name my dog Skittles. Okay, that's not something that I did. By the way, either. You lied to the waiter. People were all staring at us. It was embarrassing.
Well, he is a service to me, and the way you sound, you need a service dog.
All right, well, listen. It sounded like Greg wasn't a big fan of the fact that you brought your dog, Katie. But also, you just said that it was a deal. What?
Skittles. Not a dog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Skittles.
Brought Skittles.
Exactly. Thank you.
I apologize. My apologies to Skittles as well.
And he should, too.
Greg? Do you want to go on another date with Katie and Skittles?
You can bring Comet, and you guys can go somewhere fun, a dog date.
No, and look, I mean, like I said, I follow the rules. I don't think I'm a snowflake. I don't think the rules don't apply to me. And I understand, look, Katie is gorgeous. That's a fact. That's why I went out with her. But I don't like people who just do whatever they want.
Well, listen, it sounds like it's not going to work out between you two. I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you and Skittles... Katie, find some love in your life. And
thank you.
Greg, thanks for coming on with us, and I wish you both luck, okay?
All right, thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. You know, Lana, there's a lot of times in my career where I'm shocked that I'm doing something. Maybe it's interviewing an artist, maybe whatever. But today, it's the fact that I've said the word Skittles about 15 times, and that's somebody's dog's name. She was very attached. Now, you were very attached to your animal.
Yes, I know. Louis. But I'm not going to bring him to a restaurant that you can't just to have him there. Yeah. And on a date and stuff. Oh, come on.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QYKJ, Alana, Kevin here talking about our 715 second date update between Greg and Katie. Well, here's the deal. Katie shows up on the date. There's something ruffling going on in her purse. It happens to be her dog. Well, she's not supposed to have dogs in the restaurant.
Mm-mm, no.
The waiter comes over and tells her that. She goes, "This is my service dog."
Right, which it wasn't. We all know it wasn't.
Well, she admitted that to Greg. She's like, "It's not really, but it's a service to me." So it was kind of like, all right. So it kept yapping, and she just never understood why. Get ready for this. Dog's name was Skittles. Couldn't figure out why Skittles was a big problem for Greg. And Greg's like, because you brought a dog into a restaurant that you're not supposed to, then you lied to the waiter and made that guy feel bad. And it just was not a good look.
Oh.
So he was like, you're pretty high maintenance. I'm good. getting your response on this right now. We got Kimberly in Land O'Lakes. What do you think? Kimberly in Lakeland. What's up?
She sounds crazy. You don't bring your dog on a date. I don't care how attached you are. I had a dog and I loved my dog, but I did not take my dog on a date.
No.
No.
It was a lot. And the fact that it was yapping and she was like, yeah, it's all good.
I know. That was crazy. She's kind of wacky.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Norma in Wesley Chapel, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I want to hear what you think.
Oh, I just wanted to kind of chime in and say that impersonating a disabled person, utilizing the Americans with Disabilities Act so that you can pretend to have a service animal in a restaurant is against the law.
Yeah, I think I absolutely know what you're saying. And I knew someone was going to call about this, and I'm glad you brought it to our attention, Norma. A lot of people do where they say their animal is a service animal and they take advantage of the system. You're right.
Yeah, so wrong.
You're absolutely right.
That's not right.
All right, Norma. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye. Great. Have a great day.
Jillian in Land O'Lakes, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Just driving to work.
Okay. How'd you like that?
So I hate that, too. I think it's ridiculous, and I'm 36 years old and super big patriot, and one of the things I really hate is when people bring their dog to the restaurant. I think that's inappropriate. So Greg seems like a good guy, and I'm sorry he got involved with a girl like that. And if he's still looking, I'm single.
Oh, hey now.
Oh.
Jillian on the prowl.
I'm a dog person, but I would never bring my dog to a restaurant. I think that's totally inappropriate. And if he's looking for a date, I'm open to it.
Jillian's in Land O'Lakes. All right, Greg.
I love it.
You have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Weird things happen on dates. But then when you put yourself in a situation for it to be weird and you're just clueless, why? I'm out.
That's the situation with her.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Tyler Farr tickets is going to be at the Dallas Bowl on the 6th. If you want to play How Far Is It, call right now. Caller 9, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tyler Farr tickets up for grabs right now. We got Shane and Lakeland about to play a game called How Far Is It on 99.5 QYK. All right, Lana, where are we going today?
We are going to go to the place that Miranda Lambert grew up. It is called Lyndale, Texas. Lyndale is east of Dallas.
All right, Shane, we're going to work together now. You guess how far you think it is. I'll tell you higher or lower. You got 30 seconds to get it. Ready? Go.
1,200.
Lower.
900.
Higher.
950.
Higher.
965.
Higher.
1,000.
Higher.
1,100.
Lower.
1,050.
Lower.
1,025.
Lower.
1,010.
Higher.
1,012.
Higher.
1,020.
Lower.
1,018.
Yay! 1,018 miles to Lyndale, Texas from Tampa Bay. Way to go, Shane. Just picked up some tickets to Tyler Farr.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. I never had a doubt in you. Not one doubt. All right, hang on for me. We'll get you hooked up.
All right.
Another winner right there. We'll play again tomorrow at 7:40 for those Tyler Farr tickets. Coming up, your 810 Music Minute. Go Nonstop Music now.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise Music Minute. On 99.5 QYK.
We are going to kick off the Music Minute with some Sam Hunt. He was on The Tonight Show performing his latest single. Breaking Up was easy in the 90s. Here's a clip.
Sick sitting at the house, dying on my phone. Wishing I was somewhere I could be alone. Try to let you go. Something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk. I'm tired of being free. I'm tired of seeing pictures I don't want to see. Girl, you're everywhere.
JR knows all the lyrics of that song.
I like that song. Lyrically, I think that's a great, great song.
Mm-hmm. It is a really good song. All right, are you getting ready for Christmas?
Am I?
Yes.
Yeah, I went to a Christmas tree lot yesterday. Actually, no, I couldn't find one. Go on.
Kelly Clarkson and Brett Eldridge, they teamed up for a Christmas song called Under the Mistletoe. And just imagine how good this is going to be. Now listen to this.
Is it too late, too late?
Where's Brett? I didn't hear him on that one.
Yeah, he did.
He's on there.
He's on
really.
There.
Singing, I barely hear him. Kelly Clarkson, I just couldn't hear him. I'm sorry.
They sing the verses back. So, like, she'll sing one, he'll sing one, but then they do the chorus together.
And let me just tell you, when he had his last album, Glow.
I know, it's amazing.
That guy's voice is crazy good.
He loves Christmas. That song is called Under the Mistletoe. Unfortunately, they're not going to do an album together, but that single is available if you want to get into the spirit of the holidays. Well, check this out. Kane Brown, he is going to will be performing at the halftime of the Thanksgiving Day game between the Cowboys and Washington. His performance will be kicking off the Salvation Army 2020 Red Kettle saying. Campaign.
Kicking off. I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sorry.
Okay. Anyway, so Kane Brown will be performing during the halftime show.
That's awesome.
On Thanksgiving Day. And Coach Swindell, he talks about what he dressed up as for Halloween one year.
I'll never forget being young, and I grew up loving Randy Travis. He had on a leather jacket and had his hair slicked back, and that's the only costume I could get. So I got me a leather jacket and slicked my blonde hair back and looked nothing like him, but was proud to tell everybody I was Randy Travis that I walked up to. So
that's awesome.
Good idea for a costume. And speaking of Halloween costumes, Kelsey Ballerini, she posted a clip of herself dressed as Reese Witherspoon's character Elle Woods from Legally Blonde.
Oh, yes.
And she also reenacted the signature bend and snap move when picking up something off the floor. She did it so well that Reese Witherspoon actually retweeted it and said, "Works every time, honey."
Well, they both live in Nashville. It'd be kind of funny to have a picture together with them both dressed up like that. The real Reese and her. That'd be fun.
There you go. That is your Music Minute, 99.5 QYK. Stick around. We are going to do the Thursday 3 where we all pick a song and then we let the listener choose what song should be played in its entirety.
It gets pretty intense.
It does.
We got to pitch this song, and usually Kevin will do a low blow on us and really look for sympathy. Okay, it's coming up in 6 minutes on 99.5 QYK. What's up, Morgan Wallen? More than my hometown.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
It's time for our Thursday 3 right now. This is where we all pick our song that we're digging on this week. And then we will have you pick your favorite song, which we will play out of those three, okay? So we leave it up to the QYK family to decide which song should be played. But we give everybody here a chance, myself, Kevin, Lana, to pitch the song. You got to pitch it to everybody. You got to sell them on it. And hopefully they will pick your song. Kevin, what is your song for the week?
My song is Blake Shelton, Happy Anywhere.
Aww, perfect timing, Kevin.
We know the reason why I'm choosing the song. Well, Gwen's featured on the song, although she's not listed as singing on the song. So after 4.5 years of dating and numerous tabloids, when are they getting engaged? When are they getting married? They finally got engaged this past week. And like Blake needs any more press, but they're like the cutest couple, and of course we need to play their song. And listen, I mean, he just shelled out a ton of money for that rock she's got on her hand. So
he actually has carpal tunnel already, we found out. Starting to hurt.
So he needs an extra spin of this song. Blake Shelton, Happy Anywhere.
Mark it down for a spin.
That's right.
All right, Happy Anywhere, Blake and Gwen.
I'm running wide open. How
since I met you, I swear I could be happy anywhere.
Great song right there.
Mm-hmm. Right. And also, this song will be forever known as the song that was out on radio when they got engaged.
Oh, wow.
That's it. That's why you should pick it.
It's a good angle. All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to go the complete opposite of Kevin.
Of course you are.
I'm going to play. Michael Ray just released a brand new single. It's called Whiskey and Rain. And we all are huge Michael Ray fans.
Oh, excuse me. All of us?
We are
fans.
The QYK family, because he's from Eustis, which is not even an hour away from here.
Yes.
He has a large following here in the area. QYK was the very first radio station to ever put on Michael Ray's song.
Kiss You in the Morning?
So there's that history there. I mean, we love this man.
You love him more than anyone. I think you are president of the fan club when it comes. You've been selling us off there on this song for a long time. Now, I love Michael Ray. I'm with you on that. No, he's got a big following, but you, of all people.
Well, I got sent this song a while ago, sorry, and I immediately heard it, and it's very 90s-sounding country. If you love the 90s sound, you are going to love this new song.
Nice.
It's called Whiskey and Rain, and this is a guy who is trying to move forward. He is trying to move past a bad thing that happened to him. He's washing away the past. The whiskey and the rain, let it run down the drain. The clouds are going to roll away and the sun is going to come out again. I am moving on. I'm moving past all of this because I am a good person. I'm a better person.
Right.
And I'm going to learn from this and I'm going to move on and be a good person.
So those were the lyrics that you just read? So there's really no reason to listen to the song since you just ruined it for everybody.
Anyway, the brand new Michael Ray. You are going to love this. It is called Whiskey and Rain.
Coming down, splash of bourbon in the glass. Yeah, pouring something on the pain. Let it drown, trying to wash away the pain.
So I need my QYK family to rally around their Florida boy and pick the Michael Ray song today.
Well, if you remember yesterday in the 810 Music Minute, there was a song that Lana was also bragging about, and it was Carly Pierce's Next Girl. She said, oh my gosh.
You are not.
The music video is amazing for this. I support women in country music, as do I. Carly Pierce obviously was married to Michael Ray, going through a lot right now, obviously trying to rebuild as well. I won't tell you
rebuild.
I won't tell you all the lyrics like Lana did, but it is called Next Girl. And remember, I just want to support the women in country music. That's what I'm all about.
Yeah. Wow.
Carly Pierce, Next Girl.
I bet you probably met him at a bar. Let him walk you to your car. I bet he said he never falls this hard. Yeah, I remember that part. He knows how to say all the right things. Knows how to get you out of that dress. Knows how to make you think you're the best thing, but I know what happens next, girl.
So, you know,
would pick that song.
Well, listen, it just happened.
Do we need t-shirts made, Aniston and Jolie? Is that where we're going with
listen,
this?
The cards just happen to fall that way, you know, and that's what happens sometimes, okay? That's why I just picked that song. Again, it's all about supporting women and country music. That's kind of my thing. You know, I really enjoy them. I think it's their chance to really become, you know, more prominent in the country music world. All right?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. So we have Blake and Gwen, happy anywhere. I almost said happy anniversary. Happy,
almost.
Happy anywhere, Michael Ray, Whiskey and Rain. Woo! And of course, the only female in the category, Carly Pierce, Next Girl. All right, who could it be? 800-992-1099.
Pick Michael.
800-992-1099. Robin is in Lutz right now. She's going to be our QYK family judge right now. We have picked our Thursday three songs. We have Blake and Gwen, happy anniversary from...
Happy Anywhere.
What am I doing? Happy Anywhere by Kevin. We have Michael Ray, Whiskey and Rain from Lana. And of course, the very talented Carly Pierce, Next Girl. What song do you pick?
Well, I am a Florida girl, but I am a single Florida girl who's all about Carly Pierce's Next Girl.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about! That is
what I'm talking about, Robin. Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with you on the Florida thing. Michael Ray, super talented. But right now, we really need to show the women some support.
Oh,
listen, you know this. You know me. I go on marches, the whole deal.
All right. Hands down, it's a good song.
Oh, look at her backing down. What you got messed up on is yesterday you were bragging about this song in your A10 Music Minute. So you can't play both sides.
This is true. You can't.
Yes. Wow. Robin, we love you. I love you more than anybody on the show right now. Carly Pierce, Next Girl, we're going to play for you right now, okay?
Thank you. Love you guys. Listen every morning.
Appreciate you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Here it is, Carly Pierce's new one. It's called Next Girl on 995 QYK.
I feel good.
We may have found Kevin's new best friend forever. Mm-hmm. BFF. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do.
Here's your I Feel Good story right now.
Her name is Lauren, and she lives in Texas. She's the mother of two, and she used to work in the oil and gas industry until the pandemic hit. So she, like many people, lost her job. And she started having more time on her hands, so she decided to do something with her time and decided to mow lawns for seniors and veterans who need that little extra help.
Found myself laid off with COVID, so I decided that I needed to put good back in the world. I got out and just started helping. What we're trying to do is help senior citizens and veterans with anything that they need as far as lawn care.
Very cool story. And by the way, did you hear the weed whacker in the background?
Yeah.
That edger. Mm-hmm. And oh, man, that lawnmower. I mean, that is Kevin's love language.
I mowed and weed whipped last night.
Weed whipped.
Listen to this.
That is your own personal business, all right, brother?
Lauren is also equipped with chainsaws for more extensive tree trimming.
Yes.
Kevin, do you own a chainsaw?
No, I do. Yes, I do.
You could call Lauren, although Texas, it's a little far away, but I mean, she's...
I moved here from there. It's fine.
Yeah, she'll come and trim your trees.
Well, I'm not a senior citizen or a veteran. Wow. So,
by the way, what happened to your voice right there?
I don't know. This woman is chainsawing trees down. That's insane.
That's why it's our I Feel Good story and Kevin's new BFF.
She is.
What'd you do the other day?
What?
What was the thing you just...
Weed whipped?
Weed whipped.
She's got... last night.
Lauren's got the 22-inch Ryobi edger.
A 22-inch edger?
Yeah. That's a nice one.
That is a nice one.
It's packing. Love it. It's 995 QYK. Here's Zach Brown Band. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and the USF graduate, Pride of Jesuit High School, ACM winner, 22-year veteran of... I mean, radio gold, really, if you think about it. All the stuff he's done. And also was a professional gambler for a long time, but was banned from the Hard Rock Casino for counting cards.
Oh,
I don't know if he did that. He did that for a long time. Just good at math. I mean, it's not technically illegal. It's frowned upon, though. But he's changed his ways. He's got into radio, and he's a better man for it. Kevin, what is trending in Tampa Bay?
Thank you so much. Well, with the election being on Tuesday, Florida is obviously a hot spot for the president and the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden. And both of them, President Trump and Joe Biden, will be in Tampa today for rallies. President Trump will be in the north parking lot of Raymond James Stadium. That is happening at 1:30 this afternoon. Joe Biden's drive-in rally will be at the Hillsborough County Fairgrounds, and that's at 6:30 this evening. Super Bowl 55 at Raymond James Stadium may only be at 20% capacity for the game, but could be expanded in the coming months. So 20% is about 13,000 people. And the NFL spokesperson, Brian McCarthy, said there is no set capacity figure at this time as we continue to monitor the ongoing pandemic with more than 3 months to go before the Super Bowl on February 7th. So things get better, they may expand it, hopefully.
Are we at 20% right now for the games there?
I think they're doing 25% for Bucks games, which is like 16,000 people. Okay. I believe it's in that range.
It's going to be a huge loss of revenue for the NFL.
Can you imagine tough. How much those tickets are going to cost, though? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's up there. And finally, CVS is opening two rapid COVID-19 locations where you'll be able to get your results in 30 minutes or less. One is on East Tarpon Avenue in Tarpon Springs, and the other location is on State Road 54 in Newport Richey. The tests are free as long as you meet the criteria by the CDC. A free test is also available at Tropicana Field. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
I'm just glad you're done with the whole gambling thing.
Yeah,
He was betting on the ponies, the dogs, the whole deal.
It was a dark period in my life.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
Great radio right there. Wow, nice hold on that.
Thank you.
No, that was Kevin.
Try again. Wow, this is big market radio right now. I'll tell you right now. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK. If you didn't think we were live, we definitely are.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We always have a great time with you. If you get a chance to listen to the 7:15 second date update, had to do with a dog. And
Skittles.
This dog's name was Skittles, which is absolutely fantastic. And this woman, Katie, very passionate about it. But what she did on the date with the dog was very interesting. You can hear it right now on the QYK Instagram or our Facebook page. Definitely listen to us and get caught up. We'll have a brand new one for you tomorrow at 7:15. Kevin, your highlight of the show, sir.
You gave Lana and I a quiz of celebrities who do voiceover work for commercials.
Right.
And you wanted us to identify who the celebrity was. And then you'll play a clip of like a movie or a show that they're in. And I believe, Lana, we tied 2-2, you and I picking.
That is correct. Yeah, that was a fun game. It was really hard,
It was hard.
Well, here's one of the examples.
We design and engineer in America and assemble more vehicles here than anyone else. It's why, at a moment's notice, we can take American ingenuity and our manufacturing capability and put it to work.
And you guys didn't get that the first time, but who is that?
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston.
From Breaking Bad.
There you go. You got to think of, they call me Heisenberg. You got to think about that one from the movie. Was it Heisenberg? I forgot what it was. What his nickname was in Breaking Bad. Anyway, what was your highlight, Lana?
I also did that as well, but I thought I love our Thursday 3 game that we play. We all pick a song and we all kind of do a little speech about that song and why it should be the song that we should play in its entirety.
Sales pitch,
yeah. And I picked Michael Ray's Whiskey and Rain. Then you, like a jerk, went and picked Carly Pierce.
Hey, I'm
her new single, Next Girl.
It just happened to be that way.
It worked out that way. And Kevin, he picked Blake and Gwen because they just got engaged. And then your song won, Next Girl.
Listen, we turned it over to the QIK family, and they decided they wanted to support women in country music, which I'm behind 100%. I don't know. I had nothing to do with them dating. It's like you picking a Blake song and me picking a Miranda song. It happens. All right.
I think you did it on purpose.
I might have. All right. Tomorrow, we got Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood on the show
at
8:10. We're going to talk to them next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.